Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. I would like everyone to please stand while I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and please be seated. Next, we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
The agenda was revised May 3rd, 2016 to include approval of minutes and findings of fact for the March 7th, 2016 meeting and the March 21st, 2016 meeting, as well as old business cases 11,750, 11,757, 11,746, and 11,766, and additional business. The agenda was revised on May 9th, 2016 to include approval in minutes of and findings of fact of April 4th, 2016. Thank you.
Reading. Are there any other, excuse me, from members of the board? If not, I will call for a motion for approval.
So moved. I'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, motion so carried. Next, I call for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our March the 7th, 2016 meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of March 7th. Make a motion.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
All right, you have a motion by Mr. Rickard, again a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our March the 7th, 2016 meeting. Again, all those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, again, we'll have the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our March the 21st meeting and finding of the facts.
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills, with a second by Mr. Hudson. Again, that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our March the 21st. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me. The last one is the approval of the April the 4th minutes and the finding of the facts.
So moved.
A second.
A motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our April the 4th meeting. I have a motion for that.
So moved.
Have a second.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts again of our April the 4th in the 2016 meeting. All those in favor of the motion, get the voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed, motion so carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place of hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decision does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. One, each application will be announced. Two, the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. 3, the applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of this room for your convenience. 4, the board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. 5, the board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by the opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. 6, the board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. 7, if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. 8, once all testimony has been presented, then the public hearing is closed and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. 9, if you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. 10, all board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. 11, if the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. 12, for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. We'll start with